Dan.
There's a comment on that. I mean, I understand precaution and actually agree with it, subject to some sort of limiting factor, because otherwise you have no fishery. But it doesn't work. I mean, regulating catch hasn't really affected the biomass very much. I could see continuing if there was some real danger to the stock, if there was some, I don't know, there's other words that are fancier than that, but if the stock was close to being endangered in some ways, that makes sense, because we don't want it to go below a certain level, if we're pretty sure of that level. But it's like being on a train going down a hill and the brake doesn't work. You keep pulling the brake, you know. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So I'm just not satisfied with that, because that argument, and I understand the argument, because there are other risks involved. I mean, there's other fisheries that are being damaged by our advice. And we don't really consider that very carefully. We don't consider it at all. We haven't really even had any discussion about that, and probably nor will we. So in that situation, I think we have to think more carefully about what we're doing. Just to say that that's the only thing we have to do, which doesn't, I'm not sure that's accurate anyway, to tell you the truth. It's certainly the only thing we can do is manage the people in the fishery. But I hear that over and over again. And as I said, it only makes sense to me if the stock is, in fact, endangered. And I don't get the sense it is. I may be wrong. I may be wrong that the stock, by measures, are really close to some very, very low level, which is going to cause damage or harm to the stock. But the main thing that I have trouble with is to look at the trawl surveys. And I understand the trawl surveys are, in some ways, you know, not very many observations, and they're very noisy, as you say. But the surveys don't look the same as the assessment. And I don't understand why they don't, quite frankly. So that's my response to using that one lever. If we're going to continue using that lever, I think we also have to consider the damage that's done by doing that.
Thanks, Dan. JJ, then John.
I came in this morning thinking that asking myself, are there any reasons to do anything else in terms of providing advice than what we did last year? And then I looked at the survey results, as Dan is mentioning, and maybe it would be worth thinking of putting them on the screen. I'm thinking of page 93 of the track report, if you have time to do that. The difference is that when you look at the survey results, really, there's nothing bad that seems to be happening to this resource until about 2010, 2011, or the last few years. Yet the assessment for the last 5, 6, or 7 years indicate that there's a problem starting around 2005 or 2000. So, I think basically it boils down to Bob's question, to O'Boyle's question: do we accept the results of the track assessment, or don't we? If we do accept the results, then I think we go more or less with what we had last time, and change the numbers, and we may change emphasis a little bit. But if we don't accept the results of the assessment, then it's an open game.
Thanks, JJ. I'm gonna, once we get that survey data up, I'm going to turn back to you, and you can share what insights you took away from it. But in the meantime, John Honig.
Well, I don't think anybody here can say that they have a great deal of confidence in the modeling. It makes me completely uneasy to look at a model that just doesn't seem to work. the surveys do show low abundance now, in particular the bad recruitment, and we'll look at that, I guess, in a moment. But what struck me was some comments that, well, Steve Cadran thinks that the assessment's no good and should be thrown out, and so, okay, well, is Steve the odd man out, and what drastic thing is he saying that we're going to, that puts us at odds with him? And he says, until new benchmark methods are developed, I propose that the catch advice be limited to unintentional bycatch, similar to previous recommendations. So I think that's sort of a starting point. If especially if industry thinks that Steve's on the right track, then apparently that's something we should be saying. Does anybody think that we should go beyond? Not say that it should be limited to unintentional bycatch. I mean, if that's a point of consensus, and let's start with that you want to keep the catch as low as possible, unintentional bycatch, and then figure out, well, what does that mean, and what would that translate into in terms of a total catch taken or a total kill? So I'm sort of thinking, doesn't sound really like we have a schism or something, if we can all agree that, yeah, it's low and it should be limited and uncertain and should be limited to unintentional bycatch.